what you want. That's the point of the program. The toll-free number is brand new, so make sure you scratch out the old one that you may have had written down somewhere or programmed into your phone and replace it with 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
If I wonder how long it's going to take me to remember that.
It's going to be tricky. I messed it up a few times last night. So.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes me feel better.
Well, I mean, 5 years of, 6 years of giving out the same phone number multiple times per night.
We did have a different number for a little while. I remember way back.
Yeah, and then it switched back to the other one.
Yeah.
So 1-855-450-FREE is the number here. You're welcome to call in, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you might like. All kinds of interesting stuff to share with you tonight, including the elimination of a police department down in Florida and in Rhode Island. One of their cities, apparently, or towns, not sure. I think it's a city. Central Falls has filed for bankruptcy. Central Falls.
Wesley weapons everywhere.
One of a handful of U.S. cities and counties facing fiscal collapse. Only a handful? I don't believe that.
You know, the proposal was that municipalities are going to be dropping like flies. It was going to be the next bubble. But they do have an advantage over every other kind of organization.
What's that?
They can threaten to take away people's houses.
Yeah, this is true. So they can kind of keep the ball rolling for a while, but it's not a very sustainable process, right? Like around here in Keene, where we do the show in New Hampshire, they just recently finished doing a reassessment of all the commercial property in Keene. So basically, they're going after a minority.
Yeah, this is absolute thuggery,
What's
going on in Keene. Now, I don't know if it's going on elsewhere. I suspect the answer is yes, but they hired a new property appraiser here who I could just hear the exchange going on. Hey, listen, I tell you what, you hire me for $100,000, right? And I'll adjust these commercial properties upward to their real market value. You know what I mean? And, you know, then some of them will pay, some of them won't. Right? Even if they come back to you, right, and say, hey, this isn't fair, this is like the mafia or something, then you could just say, okay, we'll make you a deal, we'll cut you a deal. You
right, know, instead of raising
we'll cut it
50%.
Down from 45% down to 25%.
Yeah.
You still make money, bada bing, bada boom. I get mine, you get yours. It's
hey,
a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I think you're about right. I mean, that summarizes it. So they've gone around to these commercial property owners and reassessed their properties in some cases 25, 35, 45%
45%.
Higher.
I mean, it's incredible.
Most of them were assessed up significantly.
I was talking to a mild-mannered businessman here in town. It's this guy's name's Ted, and he's by no means some kind of radical libertarian or anything like that. Just a guy who's running a shoe store, provides really great shoes. Like, by the way, I got an awesome pair of shoes, makes my lower back feel better.
It's one of those local stores where you get the service that you
do. Like he's kind of sells shoes as almost prosthetic devices. You will feel better buying his shoes.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. And he does such. They spend such time and energy, measuring your feet and all that. But he's like, it's incredible. He was flabbergasted at how they were treating him and the rest of the businesses in town.
Like a big piggy bank, and they're just shaking as much money out as they possibly can.
At least you treat the piggy bank okay. I mean, this is like the bully coming to the punch of the kid in the nose at school and taking his lunch money.
It's horrible, and I don't imagine that this is uncommon around the country where cities, municipalities are just scraping by for funds. Sometimes they're cracking down on they crack down on as many ends as they can. They'll crack down on the business people by raising their taxes. On the other hand, they'll crack down on poor people by giving out more speeding tickets and stop sign tickets and pot tickets and, public intoxication, whatever. So that way they can go after the poor because they know the poor people don't really pay attention to politics or get involved in the issues, right? And they don't have the money to hire lawyers and things like that. So they'll usually just get on a payment plan and pay up. And they know the business owners want to stay in business. A lot of them have established themselves. So they don't exactly – it's not convenient for a business to just shut down operations and say, we're out of here, and leave. They really have to be pushed over the brink to get to the point of shutting down their business and moving it or just shutting it down. down entirely.
Absolutely.
So they know they can just keep squeezing and squeezing and squeezing, and that's what they're doing. And it's just so sad to see. I hope that something changes, because you keep doing that wherever you are. If the government people keep squeezing on business owners and they keep squeezing out poor people, you keep hurting people, you raise property taxes, etc., people are going to go away eventually. They're going to get tired of it. Look at what's happening with California. There's this huge exodus of business.
There's an exodus in California. Take a look at, I mean, you can take a look at this across the state and across the nation. Take a look at Berlin up in northern New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've got a huge property tax rate, and pretty much everybody in town works for the government at this point because everybody else has left. It wouldn't have to be that way, but people have been driven out of town.
Look
by
at
the
Detroit,
taxes.
Man.
Detroit, great example. Look at the Rust Belt entirely. All these socialistic places that really work. They came to their height during the big red revolution where it was, cities and municipalities and states believed that they could grow government to fix people's problems. And there's no evidence to it.
So you've got all these places where folks are giving up. They have been pushed to the brink. And hopefully we can get enough people up here to New Hampshire where changes can be made. We were talking at a meeting the other night of some of the activists up here about how New Hampshire needs some real change when it comes to business freedom up here. It's not the most, I guess, attractive place to move a business to. Now, it's not the worst by far. I mean, certainly it's no California or anything like that. I think it's kind of mid-pack, maybe like, 17th place or something like that. It's nothing outstanding. It's not a shining star in the world of business freedom. And it should be. It should be, because if we can get it to that point, we'll have more businesses come in. We'll turn this into the Hong Kong of the North American
continent. I'd love to see that. That would be good for everyone. Well, everyone except those that work in government, frankly.
Yeah, exactly right. Their days are numbered, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, they can't
provide any services.
They just hurt people.
They just fall all over themselves trying to, quote-unquote, provide services.
So as long as we can get more liberty-minded people to move to New Hampshire and get active in various different ways, I think that it's just a matter of time. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So, in the meantime, we get to look at other examples of failure, like Central Falls, Rhode Island, where they're filing for bankruptcy. Risky, it says here, in a potentially expensive move that could freeze the city out of the U.S. municipal bond market, marks a symbolic blow as state and local governments struggle to pull themselves out of the recessions, according to Reuters. The smallest city and the smallest U.S. state made the filing as it grappled with an $80 million unfunded pension and retiree health benefit liability that is nearly, get this, quadruple its annual budget of $17 million. So let me rephrase this. The town, or the small city in Rhode Island, because there isn't much that's big in Rhode Island. In Rhode Island, this small city has an annual budget of $17 million. But on top of that, there's an $80 million unfunded pension mishap here where they can't pay the pensions of all these bureaucrats that have retired over the years. The whole system is way top heavy with retirees.
Just about every business in the United States has gotten rid of sort of the pension plan. I mean, it is a dinosaur, and it just doesn't work in today's marketplace. Sadly, I mean, I understand why people like pensions. I get it.
You get to coast for the rest of your life. Pretty sweet.
It sounds pretty cool, but unfortunately, it just doesn't work in today's smaller world.
Well, it works for a while, as long as you say, like, you can keep raising taxes, you can keep stealing from people. But at some point, it can't go on forever.
Well, when it costs a bunch of money to move things from one location to the next location, from Hong Kong to the United States, when it costs a bunch of money, but they've gotten good at delivering those things. As the marketplace does something, its pitching arm gets warmed up, and, they can get things over here a heck of a lot cheaper now. And whether United States worker likes it or not, the United States worker has to compete with the Chinese worker, has to compete with the Indian worker, workers all over the world. You can complain about it. You can try to come up with every scheme in the book to make it stop. All you're going to do is drive the stake of government deeper into the heart of the free market that might still be beating a little bit coldly in the corpse of the United States.
More coming up here at 1-855-450-FREE. That's our brand new number, 1-855-450-FREE. Free. You may call in, bring up what you like, talk about the dire financial straits of these governments, or anything that's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Alli-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. And the answer is, Alli-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Alli-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alli-C.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want. Dial in via the brand new toll-free number. It's 1-855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-FREE. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free. Mark, you were showing me a video before we started the show out tonight. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it is real good. I added it as, go to learnliberty.org/FTL, and you can see this video. It's by Steve Horwitz. It's on whether or not the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer.
People always say that.
Yeah, people. As a matter of fact, I heard Corey Moore from the Voice of Radical Dissent on the radio here in Keene, New Hampshire yesterday say such a thing, and turns out it's not true.
Well, sort of.
So, what? It's not. It's just not true.
It's true, but it's not. It's not true overall.
It is.
Well, what he explains in the video is
what he could explain better than what we can explain is let's see. I've got it written down here. I wanted to make sure that I had it. Income mobility and also, you know, the piece of the pie.
The wealth pie gets larger.
Right, and absolute wealth and things like that. He can do a lot better, and it's a great video. I think you should go over and check it out. LearnLiberty.org.
It doesn't cost you anything either.
FTL. No, and when you're there, check out the Learn Liberty Academy link. It's on the right-hand side of the page. It's a course for people who want free. Ian?
That's my price.
I know. Online? Continuing education in economics.
It's a good idea. You know, even that video, though, alone, you could take that, share it on your Facebook page.
It's great.
Share it with your friends who believe this myth.
It's 3 minutes and 20 seconds long or something like that, so it's the right length for internet viewers. And, you know, people can view it. It's got little graphics and shows people stuff.
It's really slick.
Yeah, it's slick. LearnLiberty.org/FTL.
Plus, we'll be featuring more videos on that LearnLiberty.org/FTL.
Yes, so we've got a little favorite page there.
All right, so we're going to do that.
Okay, now let me ask, do you dread those long days and hot summer nights? Tell you what I found, Nature Bee. It can help you digest your food better. It can help you, it takes care of getting all the vitamins, all the minerals that you need on a daily basis. And it makes you feel great, gives you more energy. Here's Mike Buck to explain why.
Oh, yeah, you know I love this. That's my role. We know in today's busy world, guys, the perfect diet's impossible. Too much fast food, not enough time to get that balanced meal. That's where Nature Bee comes in. You're going to get all the nutrients your bodies need to function in top working order. That's why we call it the health food store in the palm of your hand. 100% natural organic plant pollen in the capsules, 27 vitamins and aminos, that's all of them, 28 minerals, all the antioxidants, boosting that energy, purging the toxins out of your body, giving you better digestion, better looking hair, skin, and nails, and the stamina to do all the things you want to do and more.
So Nature Bee is all natural, all organic, and fresh and direct from us from clean, green New Zealand. But what's today's special deal, Mike?
How about 37 pennies a day to feel like $1 million? 6 months supply, just $99.95 plus delivery. You order right now, we give you 3 extra months for free, and that's how you do the math. Call toll-free to New Zealand. Let us prove the power of pollen to you. 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355, or right now online at NatureBee. That's NatureBee.com.
Once you try it, just like me, you won't want to be without your NatureBee. I've been using NatureBee for 18 months consistently. It's worked great for me, and I think it'll work great for you. Come on and get that 3 months by calling, that free 3 months by calling 866-834-8355 or online at NatureBee.com.
Our number here for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-855-450-FREE. Reuters has been reporting on this Central Falls, Rhode Island, which is, I guess, the smallest city in Rhode Island. They have filed for bankruptcy, which is apparently a rare Chapter 9 bankruptcy. Rare because, as you were saying earlier, Mark, the governments, municipal governments, can just go and they can take money from people. And so it's pretty easy for them to put off something like bankruptcy. But as long as governments don't change how they behave, then inevitably this is what's going to happen. Either that or the town's going to die, and then they're going to have to, you know, lower their budgets at that point because they can only squeeze so much out of the
right. It's fun to – it's kind of interesting to watch Detroit. I mean, I shouldn't say fun. There
it's
are a lot
sad.
Of people suffering.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's sort of the knowing that you're right, that this can't work. Detroit has – it's just not offering people. It's run the businesses out of town. Therefore, it doesn't have the jobs anymore. With all of its high tax rates, there's just it can't provide services, and it's dying a thrashing death. And you're right. These bureaucrats can't learn. They're not capable of learning, unfortunately. The budget deal, quote-unquote, that went on today in Washington and yesterday, it's a great, really great example.
They raised the debt ceiling again.
Right, of course they did. I mean, who thought they were going to do anything else? I was hoping that they'd bring it as close to the line as they could and, you know, maybe feel a little bit of pressure or something like that and do something good, but they basically just kick the can on down the road, which is all they ever do. The Republicans said, we need to cut the budget. Except the military, for God's sake. Those are our boys in green. Which just basically says we want to rip the rug right out of from underneath all the poor people. Everybody's got to take a hit here. If you want austerity, man, let's get some austerity. You know, send the boys out to fight with bayonets if you're going to send them out to fight. You know, I would recommend bringing them home. That's a heck of a lot cheaper than spending, $200 a gallon in diesel-fueled air-conditioned tents in Afghanistan? It's ridiculous.
So,
insane.
Yeah, so this city is in trouble, and of course it's not the only one. Eileen Norcross, who's a research fellow at the Mercatus Center, George Mason University, says this is a wake-up call for other struggling towns. State should be looking at Rhode Island and saying, how can we avoid this? Well, the problem with this town is that their pension fund was quadruple the city's budget. So it was completely unfunded. They didn't have enough money. They couldn't squeeze enough money out of the people there and whatever businesses remain to make up for it. And so now they're filing for bankruptcy. I'm not sure what that means for a city. I don't know. Do you?
I guess that means they're not going to pay their debts, and their credit rating is going to go in the crapper.
Right, so who's going to loan them money at this point is the idea, right? I mean, normally loaning money to a government is a pretty good investment for a bank because they have the power to tax, right? They have the power, the ability to steal money from people to pay back their loans. But once you're loaning money to these governments that are completely fiscally irresponsible, and that's what happens when you steal from people, is you're not really as responsible for the money at that point.
Easy come, easy go.
Right, you didn't earn it, so who cares how you spend it? And that's how they've been doing it for decades upon decades, and now, you know, the birds have come home to roost, so to speak.
Well, you know, it's funny. This is right after the big housing bubble. All these municipalities really took it on the chin because they're absolutely confused. All that money came in from, say, 2000 on up to 2006, 7, thereabouts. Because, you know, of course, the government lags the bubble. And they're just, where's the money? We had all this money. We had these projects we started. We were very generous with the teachers and the firefighters and the police officers. We gotta get the money. What about our money? This is our money. Where's our money?
And right, they don't understand economics.
They don't understand that they're just a gang of thieves stealing other people's money.
They really don't want to admit that, Mark. You're right. They don't want to understand that because that would be a really
but
scary thing.
But we provide services. No, you don't provide services. You prevent other people from competing against your services.
You force your services on people, whether they want them or not. Number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. It's a brand new number, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 3733. More coming up here. Your calls. You are welcome to share your thoughts. 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state. M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free. Brand new number 1-855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-FREE 3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark. You know, every time you get that new toll free number right, we should give you a cookie just for remembering.
Oh, yeah, I like cookies.
It's going to be hard switching after years and years.
I haven't botched it. I almost botched it up once tonight, but I haven't actually gotten the 800 out. I stopped at 8 at one point, and I stopped myself.
Eight,
so I'm getting
855.
Right. I was able to play it off, and I don't know if anyone ever noticed, but I'm just saying it is tricky. So it's probably worse than changing call letters. I remember back in the day, like when I was working for a radio station, sometimes they would change call letters on you. And
didn't happen to you too often.
No.
They change dial position on you once and then call letters on you once.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So that was a little tricky. Anyway, if you've got a website, you know how important it is for people to visit your site, and whether it's for better results in search engines, advertising, or just to get out your message, you need all the hits you can get. MobsterHits.com is going to make you an offer you can't refuse. A family-friendly web traffic exchange, FTL.MobsterHits.com, can riddle your site full of views, and you can even make some money by joining the family as an associate. Sign up for free at FTL.MobsterHits.com now. Free one-month upgrade if you sign up now. Listeners with liberty-oriented sites can get anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000 hits for free.
and you can find out the details at ftl.mobsterhits.com. So we will, of course, take your calls about absolutely anything in the news. Yet another failure, this time on the municipal front in Rhode Island, where a town or small city called Central Falls is filing for bankruptcy. We can get you the details, more of that coming up here in moments. What does that mean when a town files for bankruptcy? Because it doesn't happen too often. So we'll talk about some of the possible fallout from that here in moments. Dakota is on the line, though, with us right now in North Carolina. Dakota, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I wanted to revisit this registration thing y'all been talking about and respond to a call you had last night.
Sure. You're talking about car registration.
Right. But I want to see if I can get one of y'all to call me during the day, because you said you wanted to see if you could get some activism going. And I have.
Well, that's not my job. I'm not, you know, going to start activism in North Carolina, so I'm not sure how I can help
that. But I've done a lot of research on this issue, and research really applies across the country, but registration is kind of specific to each state, but yet general. So it has to be worked out, and with the research I've done, it might be something y'all can work with.
Okay.
Sounds like you're
going to have to fill me in. I mean, what are you referring to?
Well, I've just done a lot of research, and it would take more than just a few minutes to do it.
Okay. I don't know. What is it that you're getting at here? Because, you know what I'm saying? This is why we have this radio show, so we can talk about ideas, so we can discuss concepts, talk about issues, talk about solutions. So, I mean, if you've got a solution or if you've got an activism idea, why wouldn't you want to put it on the air in as short a form as possible so as to attract people to it?
Well, I am.
Great.
I guess it's a lot of information.
Okay. Well, try to summarize it, because, you know, my time is pretty valuable during the day,
right,
and I've got other things I'd like to do.
Okay. In regard to a guy that called last night and was giving you some information about certificate of title and the state owns your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That is a popular myth that people have put out, but it's a total fallacy.
Hmm.
All right. I've done research. I have 4 manufacturer certificates of title to vehicles. On the back of that manufacturer certificate of title, the dealer that you buy a new vehicle from fills in the name of the person, which they will call the transferee, that the title is going to go to.
Okay.
Now, the word title is not a piece of paper. It's a bundle of rights. It's a concept. Okay.
Okay.
Certificate of title, manufacturer certificate of origin, those are pieces of paper, and they are merely evidence of title, but they are not title.
I follow you.
Okay. Now, there is one other document that is evidence of title that most people don't think about, but it's called a bill of sale.
Okay, that makes sense.
Black's Law Dictionary defines it as such. Okay, it would be silly for the dealer to put the state's name on the back of that manufacturer certificate of origin to send into the state to get a certificate of title. Okay?
Why?
Why? Well, to start with, you would have to be accusing every dealer across the country, every business that sold motor vehicle, trailer, anything that came with a manufacturer certificate of title, you would have to be accusing them of aiding and abetting fraud and property theft.
By sending a title to the state rather than putting your name on it?
Right.
Makes sense.
But they will do whatever they're told to by the state, right? Like, so you're saying that doesn't happen?
That doesn't happen.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
If you go in and pay cash for a vehicle and you ask for the manufacturer certificate of origin, they will give it to you.
That's what I've heard.
All right.
But otherwise, they send it to the state?
They send it to the state.
But with your name on it?
With your name on it.
Got it.
All right. That piece of paper called a manufacturer certificate of origin is a document that the manufacturer fills out and creates and basically says on the front of it, we are the owners of this property. We created it, and we own it. You could think of it in terms of, say, an artist does a piece of art.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like the birth certificate for the car. It makes sense.
Yeah, they make a certificate called a certificate of authenticity.
It makes sense. So I get what you're saying. You're counteracting what is common. You're right. It is a common claim that the car dealers will actually send the manufacturer certificate origin to the state. The state then puts it on file, and it claims ownership of all the vehicles. You're saying that's bunk, and I have no reason to disbelieve you. So now tell me how this could apply to real-world activism.
Well, to start with, the certificate of title that is issued is issued because you took out a loan on the car.
All right.
In North Carolina statutes, I know particularly because I read them. And North Carolina statutes give three situations where you get a certificate of title. And each one of them is because you financed the vehicle.
So what happens? Let's say you pay the loan off. Then what?
When you pay the loan off, the certificate of title no longer operates in law. And that you will find in your UCC section, which I looked up New Hampshire's last night. And the UCC is the same across the country.
That's the Uniform Commercial Code. It's a codified way of corporations basically to interact with one another, essentially. Is that right?
It's not just corporations. It's any financial action, regardless of who it's between.
All right. So you're saying that once you pay off the car loan, what do you do? I mean, what are you suggesting people do?
Well, there's a lot of things people have to know, and the first thing they have to know to do anything is understand what things are and how they work.
I guess I just don't understand how any of this is going to benefit somebody who's, you know, driving around with without some sort of car registration. Are you going to suggest that all of this information is somehow going to dissuade a police officer from giving someone a ticket?
You're never going to dissuade a police officer.
Right.
To start with. What you do have to do is educate police officers. Now, as I was telling you once before...
Well, I don't know how likely that is to occur or under what circumstances. Maybe you could do it in a courtroom situation, but I'm glad that you're saying this isn't some sort of magical scenario. And you're welcome to call us back another time and tell us more about your ideas at 1-855-450-FREE. In fact, what I'd love to hear from is somebody who has real experience doing this, and maybe he does, but there's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll free to 1-855-450-FREE. That's our brand new toll free call-in number. 1-855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. We give them to you free there, including the archives going back all the way to late 2006. All free for you at freetalklive.com.
You know that cigarettes are going to kill you. I saw somebody out today, standing outside. And, you know, when it comes to winter time, it's really going to stink. But standing outside smoking a cigarette, and, you know, it's you don't have to do that anymore. You can get an e-cigarette.
It's the 21st century.
That's right. You know, let's upgrade from analog cigarettes to e-cigarettes. They're 22,000 times healthier. And here's a great offer from Vaporsmiths.com. Before I tell you anything else about Vaporsmiths.com and their offer, though, Jason Osborne, who is a connoisseur of e-cigarettes. He's had several of them, different types. He says that Vaporsmiths.com is the best one because it has a bigger element to sort of charge it, and you can get a good pull off of it. The worst thing is one of these that you can't get a good pull on.
If it's got Osborne's endorsement, that's good enough.
Indeed. Vaporsmiths.com, a pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month just using e-cigarettes. And you'll immediately begin, of course, being richer, feeling better, smelling better, no more ashtray mouth, all that stuff. And you won't die young, or not as young at least. But what more could you want? How about a free starter kit? You purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. You get a free starter kit. Since it's $69, it's an order over $60, you'll get free shipping. Go to Vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. It's a great deal.
All right, so 800-259. Ooh. There you go. See, I caught myself. 1-855-450-FREE is the number. 855-450-FREE. It's still toll free, and that is our brand new number. So do use that, not the old one, because the old one's not going to work for you. We were just talking with Dustin on the line in North Carolina about his theory regarding the car registrations, or in this case, the certificates of title. That are sent out. And he is calling to rebut the claim that has been made before on this program
And I think they're all equally believable. I don't know which one's true, because I don't want to take the time to read their damn laws.
It made more sense to me than anything.
So he's saying that that instead of the car dealers sending the titles out to the certificates of title over to, or the manufacturer's certificate of origin, excuse me, to the state in the state's name, they're sending them in your name if you've got a bank loan on them. But ultimately, all of this is just paperwork. It's all just legal paperwork. And I find it hard to believe that any of it's going to make a difference in front of a man with a robe on. Because that's really where it all comes down to. If you're getting arrested for, if you're getting a ticket for some sort of a traffic offense or not having a car registered or something like that, you're going to go to a courtroom. It's likely going to be a courtroom where there's no jury involved.
Nope.
So you're going to be in front of a man in a robe, and that man
or
in the
woman.
Robe.
Or a woman.
Or a woman. Human wearing a robe. And that person is going to decide whether or not you are going to have to pay a fine and or go to jail if you don't want to pay the fine. That's really what it all comes down to. And if somebody is going to say that I have this legal theory that I think is right, then we can sit on the phone with you all night long and listen to your theory. But it won't make a difference if it doesn't make a difference in front of the man with the robe. So ultimately,
well,
that's
we don't
what
know whether his theory
seen.
Does or not.
That's
doesn't.
What needs to be seen mm-hmm. is the video footage.
Video footage would be really,
to
really
prove,
great.
Or at the very bare minimum, audio.
We have been asking for this for
years.
What, about a half a decade now.
Yeah.
Not everybody's listening. No. It certainly hasn't been.
Now,
but.
Look, I get it. It's tough to get a video camera into a courtroom. I get it. But maybe you could use one of your legal theories to make that happen, right? Because this needs
got
to be,
all kinds of right. Little remote cams. If you don't expect to go back into that courtroom, what difference does it make? Just get remote video of it.
Get the proof. Show people that this works. Show people that your theory is worth spending time on. Because I really could, Mark, spend the entire day researching these theories. I have spent in the past, when I first found out about some of this stuff, I was, ooh, this is interesting. And I spent a lot of time looking into a lot of these things.
When it comes down to these theories, generally, that's what people expect from you, is to do all kinds of research into this area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that way you'll finally believe like they do.
And then when you actually try to apply these theories, as many of those who promote them have not, but if you actually do try to apply one of the theories and you fail because the man in the robe decides to put you in a jail cell, well, you can come back and say, well, this didn't work. I want my money back. Hopefully you didn't pay somebody to give you their theory. That's the worst of all deals. Because then not only are you wasting your time on it, but you're also wasting your money. But hey, I just want to let you know your theory didn't work. Oh, well, you did it wrong, is usually the response. See, you didn't utter the right phrase at the right time, or you didn't cite the correct UCC, the Uniform Commercial Code. You didn't cite the right section of the UCC. See, if you'd done it the right way, the judge would have kicked it out of court. Oh, okay, great. Maybe you could show me how it's done. Maybe you could show the proof that this works. And if you can, man, let me tell you, people are going to jump on board with that right quick.
Makes sense.
If you've got some sort of a legal theory that is going to result in people getting tickets thrown out of court, put it online, put the proof there, show people this is exactly how you do it. Now you give it a try. And if people are actually going out and they're successful at doing it, I bet you'll make a bunch of money. Because I can tell you, if I tried somebody's legal theory out in court and it resulted in a success, I would think, you know what? They wanted $70 from me for this ticket. I'll send you $35. You saved me some money. Thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
Yeah, they don't make too many $70 tickets anymore. They're almost all $250.
Sometimes like a seatbelt ticket will be 75 or something like that.
Sometimes.
We don't have that up here in New Hampshire, but a lot of places do. Most places do, actually. So do you see where I'm coming from? Like, give me the proof, okay? I don't want to spend an hour on the phone with you listening to your theory if you don't actually have a video you can point to where a judge kicks your case out of court or something happens to you where you get restitution for your time wasted thanks to your fee schedule where you charge $500 an hour for every time you get pulled over by the cops and you actually have a copy of the check from the city of fill in the blank to prove that your theory worked. Please, show me the proof.
I understand where you're coming from, but imagine for a second that you know the secret to not having to have license plates on the back of your car.
Would
you
want to give it out?
Well, no, I'm just trying to, imagine you have that secret and you don't have video proof. You're trying to share it with people, mm-hmm. but you don't have video. How do I get it? You know, it's who knows the next time I'm going to be dragged to court. I never even thought of getting video up to this point.
Yeah.
I rarely have problems because most of the people that call in that say that they do this stuff mm-hmm. are like, yeah, I got stopped back once in 1997. And, you right. know, I told the officer that I'm not driving a vehicle. I'm driving a vessel and that mm-hmm. this isn't an automobile because I am not under a commercial flag and blah, 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 blah. You know, whatever the statement is that they make. And we've heard a myriad of them. You know, those folks say that that doesn't happen to them. I don't know how they manage to operate a motor vehicle without having a license plate on the back. I can see how you might get by without having your driver's license, without having a driver's license, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that, you know, most of these people tend to be good drivers anyway, so no one really cares whether or not they have driver's licenses. They go the speed limit and they don't get in trouble. But, you know, it's got to be very frustrating if you don't have that, have the proof. What do you do?
Well, I mean, you could go and you could roust it up if you wanted to. You could let the police know you'll be speeding down their road at a certain time and you know, invite them to come and arrest you. And then you know, maybe you could videotape when the police refuse to do anything. You could make a big deal out of it. Like, if you knew the secret, you could really make a big big issue out of it. Of course, that's not the point, right? The point is to live free. So if you want to live free, it's a good idea not to beat the hornet's nest. So I'm not advocating anybody go out and do that. Although that said, we had one guy move to New Hampshire who was kind of one of those guru types, you know, like that he does the free man on the land thing.
Okay.
And that he's had success with it allegedly out in California, but he moved into the woods in New Hampshire. So he didn't move into an urbanized area or a metropolitan area where he would have been likely to encounter the police to put his theories to the test here, where others could see his success and be inspired by it. And then for some reason he decided to leave New Hampshire after leaving a Pork 411 message saying, hey, I'm leaving New Hampshire, and anybody that wants to get my, you know, theories from me, basically, I'll be happy to meet with you before I go. And I will impart upon you my wisdom of what I have learned doing this, allegedly, out in California. So it was like this guru that came into town, moved out into the woods, and nobody really ever heard from him until he decided to leave New Hampshire and was like, oh, I'll tell you everything I know, and I'm leaving. I don't know if anybody met with the guy before he left. But it would be
doesn't
more
sound very useful.
Right. It would be more powerful for you to show us what you knew, for you to put it to the test. If it worked in California, it should work in New Hampshire, right? 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE-3733. We've got hour number two on the way. Plus, more to come about the city filing bankruptcy. What does it mean when a municipality files bankruptcy? This is not something that happens on a regular basis. So we'll dig a little further into that. Plus, a police department completely eliminated down in Florida. We'll give you the details on that. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.